Diana Georges mit Millions auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt Hannah, die uns ja im Februar das letzte Mal besuchte, in der Kantine des schönen Berghain. Jetzt ist sie aber erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir versuchen rauszufinden, wie weit Hannah denn mit dem neuen Material ist. Ihre selbstbetitelte zweite Scheibe ist ja schon 2012 in ihrem Heimatland Kanada veröffentlicht worden. Wir sprechen außerdem über Hannahs jüngste Erfahrungen mit Crowdfunding und über die Möglichkeit, das dritte Album vielleicht auch per Crowd zu finanzieren. Wir fragen nach, wie es der hervorragenden Band geht, die das letzte Mal bei uns war, und besprechen noch vieles, vieles mehr. First of all, aber hello and welcome back to Flux FM.
Thank you.
Hello, Hannah. It's so good to see you again.
Likewise.
How have you been?
Great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Where are you coming from today, actually?
Well, we got into Germany yesterday, but I was just playing a festival in Brighton called The Great Escape.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, played two shows there.
And it's an indoor festival, or?
Some indoor, some outdoor. There's tons of music happening all around the city. And I kind of did like two showcases and a bunch of acoustic performances.
So it's like the South of Southwest thing in a smaller
scale. It's
exactly
like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So that was fun, I think.
It was really fun. It was good.
Cool. The last time you were here, you were playing a little showcast for our audience out there, for our listeners in the middle of our office. And then you were actually being on tour with City and Color / Dallas Green.
Yes.
How has that tour been? You've been with him for a little longer than you, right?
It was really, really wonderful. Two months, just over 2 months on the road with him and his crew. And we had a lot of fun playing beautiful venues all over Europe and the UK. And yeah, he's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
And just, it was wonderful to be able to experience all the great places that we could play.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of fans, so it was nice. Yeah, it was nice to open and play in front of all of them.
Yeah, so. And you covered their song "Waiting" for your EP, for your digital EP.
Yes,
Rest. Right, so there's got to be some respect for Dallas and his voice.
Yeah.
Or was that a decision that you made before to cover that song?
No, I really love that song, and so it was just a choice to kind of cover it, represent Canada, and because he's also from Toronto, and I don't know, it was just a nice thing to do, nice song to play. I think it's a great song.
So. Yep, I think they have a few of them.
Yeah,
there's more than one
for sure.
Speaking of the Rest EP and the Enemies video, you have crowdfunded the whole thing for the first time. How was were your experiences with that?
It was really, really rewarding and cool to have your fans get right into the process of making the video, and not directly making the video, but helping you fund the video. Yeah. And there was a bunch of things that they could pledge towards, like this EP that I made.
Yeah.
So they could get a lot of things out of it as well. There's one where you can like come to my sound checks and we can meet each other. I have one that you can go bowling with me.
Okay,
and so it was just really like kind of hands on
and in a different way. And there were like 120% of the whole sum were together pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, it came together really, really great for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm really fortunate and lucky that it all worked out well, because we just kind of trying an idea.
Yeah.
So it was nice. And I wasn't, the video was great too, because I just took a chance on somebody who I really admire their work.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
put it into their hands. Yeah, yeah, put it into their hands to just go with it and run with the idea. I wasn't even on the shoot or there. It was filmed in Arizona. And
yeah, it's a narrative video without any live performance parts in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
which sometimes just are put in there because some guy in the record company said, we have to put a performance bit in there so people can see that Hannah Georges is really able to play the guitar. Isn't it like that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It is true. It's true. But this was a new experience for me as well. So on both ends, it was something different and also something very exciting and all turned out well.
Yeah. And I really think that you bond with your fans a lot because they have this direct approach. They didn't, you didn't crowd direct the video. That would have been a stupid idea.
Yeah.
I think. But I mean, if you've put some money into that, you watch the video with other eyes and you just, as if it just popped up on your internet, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Now, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to the song the video has been made for.
Yep.
Here's Hannah Georges.
Awesome.
Mid Enemies.
or a sea full of sharks.
Hannah Georges mit Enemies auf Flux FM. Am Montagnachmittag heute Abend spielt Hannah in der Berghain-Kantine. Wir werden im Anschluss an dieses Gespräch hier noch Tickets verlosen. Und wer heute Abend keine Zeit hat, der sollte sich das Video zu Enemies angucken. Das ist nämlich crowdfunded worden und ist ganz, ganz toll geworden. Ein Video, das ohne Performance von der Band auskommt, sondern in dem eine Geschichte erzählt wird. So kurzfilmartig. Ganz, ganz toll geworden. Now I've read and I've learned today that one of your first bands ever was called Sister Satellite and it was you. You and Tim Oxford of the Arkells, who's the Arkells drummer.
Yes.
How crazy is that? Have you ever thought about collaborating again now that you both are important parts of the music scene, of the Canadian music scene?
We've talked about it when we meet up when we see each other on the road and stuff. We've passed crossed paths on tour in Canada. Okay. And
Hannah Georges and the Arkells high-fiving yeah, at the venue.
Exactly. Uh-huh. But who knows? He's super busy. He's putting out a record now.
Oh, on his own?
No, with the Arkells. Okay, cool. They have a new record coming out.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, he's my buddy.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's a similarity between you and the Arkells in Germany, and that's that the albums are a bit late.
Yeah.
And it's 2 years in both cases.
I know.
So your album we're dancing to right now has come out in 2012, and it's kind of like the same with the Arkells. So yeah. I have to ask you about new material. Are you working on some?
I am, actually. Mm-hmm. For the last kind of couple months back home, I've been working on stuff, and I'm going to continue as soon as I get home again. And there's stuff happening. So it's exciting.
Cool.
And it's nice. I can't wait to I've been working this record for, like you said, just a little longer than it has been out here. So, yeah.
Well, but the good thing about it is it was a good record. So
thank you.
There's no pain for anybody. It was okay to promote it for a little longer because the songs are still good.
Yeah.
I mean, there's pretty long, lively songs on there.
Thank you.
And as your new record was more a step into the more electronic field, do you already know which direction your newest LP is going to take? Are you going to experiment? Because I read that you would basically love to work with someone like James Murphy of LCD mm-hmm. Sound System and even try more out of the electronic stuff. But have you decided on the direction you want to take?
In a similar natural progression of where the last record was, kind of in the same direction. And I hasn't fully been sorted out because I don't know who my producer will be yet. But it's still kind of all in the process. I've been writing everything on very simple and stripped down on guitar and keys, so I still have a lot to think about.
I mean, that's what you got to do, right? You got to build the core first, and then you'll see eventually what's going to happen.
Totally.
With that, I wish you the best of luck for it.
Thank you.
The way, and when you visited in February, I was quite impressed with the skills your band had. Is it still the same boys? I see Andrew here. He seems familiar to me.
Almost the same band. My drummer is having a baby.
Okay.
So he couldn't come on this run. So I have another
drummer. What a silly reason not to come on tour. It's a small human being. You can put it into the hardware.
He has to be there for the birth of his child.
Okay. No. We're excusing that. So as you brought Andrew, and he has brought his acoustic guitar, I would want you to play me a song.
Of course. And play a song called Somebody.
Yeah. Let's listen to it. Okay. Auf Lux FM live. Hannah Georges mit Somebody und im Anschluss verlose ich Tickets für die Show heute Abend.
No, I never had the nerve to tell you, so I'm saying it now. And every time you walk away, I am kicking myself. And I know you don't know why you do what you do to me, but it hurts like hell. And I know you don't know why you do what you do to me, but it hurts like hell. And I just hope that someday somebody's gonna break your heart, gonna break your heart. And then you'll finally see it, you're gonna feel what I've always, what I felt, what I felt. And you can just go on and say it, I need to hear it, it'd be better for me.
At least I know it's stopping you, and I'd hear the truth, and I wouldn't believe. Yeah, that you see the light, and you finally come to my side. Yeah, you see the light, and you finally come to my side. And I just hope that someday somebody's gonna break your heart, gonna break your heart. And then you'll finally see it, you're gonna feel what I've always would've felt. And they'll tell you it's not you, but they don't wanna ruin what they know so well. I just hope that tell you it's not you, but they don't wanna ruin what they know so well. I just hope that you, you're gonna finally feel what I've always felt. Whoa. Oh.
Applause for Hannah Georges. You just broke my heart, although I didn't have anything to do with the whole story. That was beautiful. Thanks
thank
a lot,
you.
Hannah.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you, Andrew, as well.
Thank you.
Let me give away some tickets for tonight's show real quick before I start crying. 030-2000-9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für die Berghain-Kantine und Hannah Georges heute Abend live in Berlin. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück nochmal 030-2000-9000. Wer durchkommt, der wird von meiner Kollegin Miki Sitsch auf die Gästeliste geschrieben. Thanks a lot for visiting us again.
My pleasure.
Please, you have to come back the next time. I mean,
I definitely
just,
will.
Just, you know where we live right now. Mm-hmm. You just come by. If you visit Berlin the next time, you just visit us.
Of course.
And if you don't play a show, we'll give you tickets to some other band's show. And then you go there and you criticize
okay.
them. And you go, this is shit. Or something like that. Thanks a lot for visiting
Thank
us.
Thank you for
Have
having
fun at tonight's show. Bye-bye.
Thank you.